Talking right now with Medford's Kylie Neihardt, and a tough decision, I think, to make between all the sports you played high school and now to be playing volleyball for RCTC. How do you make the decision on volleyball?
Well, I mean, volleyball has always been one of the more like standout like positions for me, and just as a sport, I really enjoyed volleyball more so as I did growing up, and just having a big influence for my sister and watching her at the Civic Center play, it always was a dream for me to want to play there and to make it to state, and so that was a big accomplishment. And so that just helped me make my decision, I think, on more so which sport to lean towards.
Do you think you're going to miss what goes on with all the other sports, though, being focused on one?
I mean, it was a big decision, but I definitely think I made the right decision with volleyball, and it'll always be a big thing in the past for me just to be and miss like my friends and all my sports, but I think volleyball just was a standout sport for me.
Why RCTC?
I really wanted a well-rounded education just with the opportunity to play what I'm most passionate about, and that was volleyball.
Do you know what you'll major in?
Right now I'm undecided, but I'm going more towards nursing just because I did a job shadow over Christmas. So that's what I'm thinking as of right now, but still undecided.
Yeah, and then talk about the junior college route. Obviously, it allows you to kind of get your feet wet in college and then possibly go off and play at the four-year Division I, II, or III level. What's kind of, I guess, your long-term plan? What's kind of your goal after a couple of years there?
Yeah, so at first I wasn't really sure if it was something that I wanted to get into, and so I figured just going with the route of like the junior college, just seeing like getting a few best feel for it to see how that leads me, and then just kind of take it year by year, I guess.
Sure.
So
was RCTC one of the first schools to start recruiting you, and then you know, it's kind of talk about that process.
Yeah. So actually, I wasn't recruited by RCTC at all, and I was recruited by a bunch of different schools, and so I was kind of going on visits and tours, and I just felt that the tours and visits that I went on weren't what I wanted them to be, and so I wanted to do a little more looking into different schools, and so I noticed that Rochester really had a like stellar standout program, and I wanted to go and get a feel for the atmosphere there, and so I went on one of the nights off that I had to one of their games, and so that's kind of when I made my decision on where I wanted to go as far as school and volleyball.
Sure. And then just from what you kind of know about their system, where do you kind of see yourself fitting in, you know, in the first couple of years? Because usually in the junior college level, you play right away as a freshman.
Yep.
How do you kind of hope to fit into what, you know, what they do best in their system at Rochester?
Well, I just know that they're really pushing, and they limit as far as like playing time and like the girls on their team, just because they want everybody to make an impact right away. And so that's just kind of what I'm looking to do. I'm working to push myself really hard and make an impact on the program as far as going into it.
And then obviously playing relatively close to home, about an hour. Obviously just talk about the advantages of that, you know, being able to have your family and friends come to see you from time to time.
So it's definitely going to make, I'm definitely going to rely a lot on my parents, just because like it's going to be a big shift. But eventually I'll get used to it. I might end up staying in my own apartment the first year, so I'm going to have to work on my independence and stuff as far as that.
Yep.
But it's going to be nice having to come home and just seeing my friends and stuff, and like on the weekends or whatever, but that's going to be a big shift.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.